This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. As the president and GM of Blackbaud Healthcare, Mr. Russ Cobb oversees the overall business strategy and company sales, healthcare marketing, and partner ecosystem development. His team includes the sales and marketing of cloud-based and on-premise solutions specifically beneficial for the healthcare market, focusing on hospital system executives and facilities philanthropic foundations. Blackbaud Healthcare offers solutions that allow these entities to increase revenue, reduce costs, and enhance and increase constituent relationships. Mr. Cobb, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, happy to be here.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. Now, we seem to be in a constant state of change in the healthcare industry, and that change is typically focused on how individuals will access and receive healthcare. Can you discuss how the interaction with consumers has changed for healthcare providers? Get into some of those details, if you would.
Absolutely, and I think you hit the key word, which is change. And you're absolutely right that the volatility associated with the current healthcare industry is the single most thing that healthcare providers are struggling with in today's current marketplace. And if there's an upside in the current situation, it's that consumers have more choice and they are approaching healthcare in the way they do other service providers like cable or internet, not to simplify things too much, but they're making more informed choices about their care than ever before. And fueling those choices are a vast array of information that is either pushed out to individuals through marketing efforts or uncovered by potential patients seeking greater clarity when it comes to their healthcare.
And what are some of the most important factors when it comes to understanding consumers, patients, and their needs?
So each individual is unique, and each patient is a consumer, obviously, before they become patients. But those factors that determine and define our overall health or the health of an individual can be segmented into three categories: social, demographic, genetics, and what I like to call luck. There's not a lot we can do about the luck component, except maybe to know and understand when to stop pushing our own luck, if you will. But advances in research have certainly helped us understand far more about genetics than any of us ever thought possible. And that's a valuable information. However, when you combine those two elements of luck and genetics, combined, they still only make up about 20% of your overall health and health determinants. And what are far more influential are your social demographic factors. These include lifestyle, income, education, diet, geographic area, just to name a few. And what's even more important is that these same analytics allow health systems, including hospital executives and physicians, to get to know their patients better. And that's the ultimate goal. Because once an individual or a community's social demographic makeup is truly understood, you can really begin to leverage consumer choice and influence behaviors for more positive interactions and outcomes, both pre, during, and post an engagement with the clinician. And consumers seeking healthcare should want their potential provider to utilize the most advanced data and analytics to inform them of the services and the variety of care options that are in front of them.
Also, Mr. Cobb, it seems as though consumer choice and an enhanced understanding of the population are the two big factors for healthcare administrators to understand. Can you explain how new technology is impacting the industries in these two areas?
Sure, absolutely. And a lot of it has been from the groundswell associated with EHRs. And in our world at Blackbaud, we call it socially good optimized intelligence. And we use that to identify new consumers, connect with existing patients, and identify untapped funding sources as a great way for healthcare organizations to tap into the power of data and analytics for their marketing, engagement, and fundraising efforts. Consumers are now more aware of their choices through the marketing and community outreach efforts of healthcare organizations, and leveraging baseline technology such as data analytics ensures these organizations are communicating the right message at the right time and through the right channel. However, it's not that easy to gain access to the proper tools that can help healthcare administrators understand all of the data that's available to them. But over our 35-year history, Blackbaud has gleaned one of the largest consumer data sets in the country, but many hospital administrators don't necessarily know how to leverage their own data. To address the second area that you referenced, healthcare executives are navigating a precarious environment where operating margins are often and will continue to be razor thin. While the conventional wisdom might hold that shrinking margin impacts only the healthcare organization itself, I would argue that the financial security of our healthcare institution impacts the overall health of our communities. And I believe healthcare is social good, and thus there's a high degree of correlation there. And by ensuring healthcare organizations can use data and analytics to more efficiently and effectively engage with consumers, patients, and even donors, it helps further their missions, which is to further the overall health of the individual, just like those who are listening to today. For consumers, this means your provider gains a deeper understanding of who you are. And for healthcare organizations, this means you can better understand and serve your communities.
Today, we are joined by Mr. Russ Cobb, the president and GM of Blackbaud Healthcare, offering solutions that allows entities to increase revenue, reduce costs, and enhance and increase constituent relationships here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, this is a good segue to talk about another shift, and that is while patient care is a very hyper-individualized experience, often healthcare marketing is anything but. Can you talk about how healthcare organizations can take a more personalized approach to their outreach efforts and what benefit this shift has for patients?
Absolutely, Eric. This is one of my most favorite topics to talk about, and it kind of goes back to the mass media components of billboards are for Starbucks, and if you happen to be in the South, they tend to let you know that that Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays when you're traveling back from vacation. But essentially, those mass marketing strategies that served a purpose in the past and had served a good purpose, but they're much smarter options now, and that's the key, targeted, smarter, more efficient. Spending money wisely on effective targeting marketing with better results is elevating providers to the next level of patient acquisition. With the most sophisticated data and analytics, marketing dollars can now be used to specifically target consumers who have a high potential of needing specialty services. It's a more efficient and effective way of ensuring you reach your ideal patient versus marketing to everyone in hopes that you hit a few who may need your services. And this not only benefits the hospitals, but also the community. We live in a time of instant gratification and tailored messaging. And for healthcare, it should be no different. We want choices. We want the best available options according to our preferences right at our fingertips. And hospital administrators need to identify the best tools that help consumers and healthcare organizations benefit from increased personalization and consumer knowledge.
Okay, so we see why these analytic solutions are beneficial to hospitals, healthcare systems, and to the consumers as well as patients. Should hospital administrators use analytics for any other departments?
Absolutely, and I think the construct of the analytics conversation was born from the clinical realm, again, with its roots back into the EHRs or further. But one of the unique items and one of the reasons why I joined Blackbaud is because of its rich legacy of working in the nonprofit sector. Understanding the challenges of healthcare foundations, we spent a lot of time thinking about the best way to address them, and our solutions have helped hospital foundations continue their social good mission, which, by the way, includes raising money for their hospitals. Foundations need to also look for solutions that help address consumer, patient, and donor acquisition challenges, and foundations and their health systems need to ensure that they are taking full advantage of the consumer, patient, constituent life cycle in today's health system sector. And let me take this partnership process one step further. Forward-thinking healthcare organizations realize and value the philanthropic arm of their organizations. With the right data and analytics, they can not only target healthy service line appropriate consumers, but also identify those individuals with philanthropic tendencies. And this provides hospital executives with the vital information to enhance their programs, such as the Grateful Patient Program and engaging patients during and after care. And essentially, armed with this additional information, you now have healthcare systems, their foundations, and their patients all benefiting from a very powerful integrated analytic solution.
Well, Mr. Cobb, we certainly do appreciate all you do in the space on behalf of Blackbaud Healthcare, and thanks for all the information here today. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts to take away or anything else that you'd like to add in conclusion?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric, and appreciate the time. And my call to action, the conclusion at the end of the day, is healthcare executives from hospital systems to post-acute care facilities all find themselves struggling just to survive as revenue margins continue to decrease. And by increasing patient acquisition, retaining current patients, and converting patients into foundation supporters, revenue will increase. You have the ability to reduce debt, and the entire system will not only survive but essentially thrive. By investing in the right data and analytics, as well as having a partner that strategizes with you along the way, you can be one of those systems, if you will, that others are just trying to compete with. For patients listening, it should be your hope that the healthcare facilities quickly make these changes as a priority as it results in better care for you as an individual.
Mr. Cobb, if you would, tell our listeners where we can get further information on Blackbaud Healthcare and how one could be in contact as well.
Just go to blackbaud.com, and we have tons of information all over our website.
Good enough. Again, Mr. Cobb, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and Blackbaud Healthcare, and thanks for joining us here today on the Health Radio. All the best.
Eric, thank you. It was nice to talk to you.
It certainly was. We've been speaking with Mr. Russ Cobb, the president and GM of Blackbaud Healthcare, offering solutions that allows entities to increase revenue, reduce costs, and enhance and increase constituent relationships. And for all the details, visit blackbaud.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.